You're listening to SBS News.
The political future of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull continues to worsen, with senior Liberal figures Matthias Cormann, Mitch Fifield and Michaelia Catt among the latest to withdraw their support for him. But the Prime Minister is holding firm and says if challenger Peter Dutton truly has the support of the majority of the party's MPs, he wants to see a signed letter showing it.
When there has been internal insurrection, of the kind we've seen in extreme form in the course of the last week or so, when there have been distractions, our numbers go down. The public hate what is going on at the moment. They want everyone here to be focused on them. I have done everything I can to keep the Liberal Party and indeed the Coalition united.
Mr Turnbull said he didn't want to get emotional about what was happening, but for many Australians, the topic is triggering plenty of emotion. Some voters on the streets of Melbourne, like this woman, expressed annoyance at Mr Dutton's characterisation of parts of the city as unsafe because of what he's termed African gangs.
The interference in the local politics down here, I find that appalling. You know, we don't have a real problem with Sudanese gangs. I feel perfectly safe walking around Melbourne. And I don't like his what he says about the refugees. I don't like his attitude. I don't like the way there's still children being, detained.
This man expressed hope, though, that Mr Dutton could bring about change.
Well, I quite like Dutton. I think Dutton's a good man, but Turnbull's been a bit of a disappointment, really. He's promised the world and didn't do a lot, really.
Others were simply confused.
I don't actually know much about Peter Dutton at all. He's just come out of nowhere fairly recently.
But the most common feedback is a chorus of frustration, as voiced by this man.
At this point, I feel like the party's infighting is the most inefficient thing, and they should be putting their resources towards better uses. It's frustrating, if anything, seeing it all unfold the way it has.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.